From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The man accused of shooting at a Utah Islamic Center leader now faces attempted murder and stalking charges. Abdul Rauf Afridi allegedly fired toward the victim's car as many as a dozen times. The charging document says there were 8 bullet holes along the passenger side. But the Utah Islamic Center says Imam Shuaib was not harmed. Law enforcement originally investigated it as a possible hate crime, but now the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office says Afridi and the victim knew each other. Officials say Afridi was likely motivated by previous interactions. There was an officer-involved shooting on I-15 yesterday afternoon. A Riverton police officer pulled over a driver. During the stop, a male passenger allegedly got into an altercation with the officer. The Utah Department of Public Safety says that's when the officer fired a service gun. The passenger was airlifted to a hospital in critical condition, and police took the driver into custody. Last night, there were up to 2-hour delays on southbound I-15 because of the incident. Utah National Parks have flagged dozens of interpretive panels and exhibits for potential removal. That's in response to a President Trump executive order directing parks to review materials that may cast American people or landscapes in a negative light. KUER's David Kondos has more.
The Washington Post published a leaked data set with hundreds of flagged items nationwide. In Utah, they range from a sign about air pollution at Canyonlands to one on racial discrimination at Golden Spike National Historic Park. Olivia Juarez with advocacy group Green Latinos says on top of erasing history and science, the whole effort would be expensive.
We could be spending that money instead on ecological restoration projects. We could be spending it on providing training. So it would be a terrible shame and waste of taxpayer dollars.
Danielle Olden is an associate professor of history at the University of Utah, speaking in a personal capacity. She says the executive order fundamentally misunderstands what historians do.
We're constantly reinterpreting the past, and that is what this order is attacking. So it's not just an attack on, quote, divisive ideology. It is an attack on the discipline of history itself.
She says exhibits play a key role in educating the public, so removing them could make it harder for Americans to understand our present. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
This session, Utah lawmakers cut funding for a research group empowering young women and girls. KUER's Devin Latore has more on what that means.
The Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State University is down $650,000. The cut came on the last day of the session. As the Salt Lake Tribune reports, this is the second year in a row that the organization has lost funding. The project focuses on creating opportunities for women and girls in Utah, and it's one of the only groups in the state dedicated to studying the barriers they face. Founding director Susan Madsen said she was stunned, and that losing the money is a major blow that will cost her most of her staff. Devin Latore, KUER News.
Good news for Utah Valley University fans. The school will be able to play in the Western Athletic Conference basketball tournaments. They start today. It's because the school cleared up a $1 million dispute over an exit fee. Here's what happened. UVU plans to leave that conference at the end of this school year for the Big West Conference. The Western Athletic Conference said UVU didn't follow a judge's order to put the exit fee in escrow with the court. But now the court says the school is in the process of paying it. The Wolverines are the top seed in the men's tournament and number 4 in the women's. You're listening to KUER News.